Well, it's great to be with you on, I don't know what to call today, Freedom Day? No, that was the 19th. This must be Unmasked Sunday or something like that, mustn't it? Remember what Chevy said, we want to really respect one another and just give each other the ability to work through this next transition season in strength and positivity so that we find the ultimate answer to all these national issues. What I want to share with you this morning flows out of something that's been happening this week in the staff. I realize that often you guys in the church don't know what we do as a staff sometimes, but this week for us as a staff has been well-being week. Oh, you say, well-being week. And what it's meant is we've done a number of things all week long just to express our care for and practically express our well-being as a staff. And I want to thank Hannah and Ben in particular, because they facilitated it, they created space for it, and Hannah did an outstanding job. I don't want to embarrass her, but why not? Hannah, you did an awesome job. We appreciate your love and your care. You know, it's great to be part of an organization that cares for its staff, loves on them, and creates space for their genuine well-being. So what I want to share flows out of that, and it flows out of our I Am a Disciple series, primarily, because today I want to speak about what I believe is a very important principle, but to root my thought, I need you just to watch a little video, okay? So watch this clip. This is a guy called Nick Wallenda of the famous Wallenda Flying Circus family in America. This man is a Christian, bear in mind as you watch this, okay?
See you soon. Woo, that's a view there, buddy. Winds are way worse than I expected. Talk all you want.
That's why the world is watching.
Until you get here. Praise you, Jesus.
You're doing good. Looks spectacular. Very awesome.
Got a little end-to-end thing built in, Terry.
You're 11 and a half minutes. Nick is now at the halfway point of this walk.
Definitely a whip in that cable.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it, but you're still handling it fine. Went fine.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Discovery Channel, for believing in me.
Little nephew standing out there watching, too. True artiste.
Know about that.
You take your time now.
I am.
Who fancies doing that? Whoa. Incredible. I mean, you've got to be a Christian to do that, haven't you? You've got to know that your eternity is secure if you're going to do something as daft as walking on a tightrope across the Grand Canyon. But he does that, and he does it regularly. I play that because I want to use the thought this morning to help you, to teach you some stuff about balance. Because it seems to me that quite often the Christian life feels a little bit like a tightrope walk sometimes. We have to balance competing responsibilities and completing agendas, and there's a danger sometimes that we get unbalanced and you feel, whoa, a little bit like he was. When a gust of wind comes and it's like, whoa. Well, life comes at us. We didn't see COVID coming, did we? And COVID came like a gust of wind as we're walking along with Jesus. And some people got precariously close to slipping off the rope. Some people sort of paused. Others have pressed on strongly. The people that have pressed on strongly, I believe, have kept their balance. And I think it's the will of God that we should carry certain things in life, responsibilities and so on, and things that he gives us to do. But sometimes understanding how to keep them in healthy balance is a spiritual life skill. Let me give you an example of what I mean. If we look at the scriptures, we read this in Galatians 6, for example. Promise. Come on. I'm pressing a clicker this morning. They're giving me a clicker, so I'm in charge of my own screen. Here we go. Still not... It's not responding, boys. Okay, I'll read it. You click it, okay? Galatians 6 says, "Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." Note that line, carry each other's burdens. Then he goes on and he says, "If anyone thinks they are something when they're not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load." So verse 2 says, carry each other's burdens. Verse 5 says, each one should carry their own load. Well, which is it? Truth is, it's both. It's a balance. It's not a contradiction. What Paul is saying is that spiritual people, those who live by the Spirit, are those who are first carrying their own stuff properly, and that qualifies them to better help someone else carry theirs. It's a balancing act. Not all one or the other. And I want to explore with you in the time I've got this morning how to get the balance right between some of the main things that God asks us to carry in this life. The first one is this. He asks us to carry himself, God. God. Did you realize you carry God's life? You know, the Bible says that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. When you become a Christian, God comes and resides in you, doesn't it? And it's you and Jesus together forever by virtue of the Holy Spirit that's within us. Precious, wonderful truth. But that takes some doing sometimes. You carry God's life. We're wanting to point people to Jesus, and we have to say, here he is. We talked a bit about that when we did the I Am a Disciple series, didn't we? Our willingness to be imitable, to live in a way which inspires others to also follow Jesus with all their hearts. Now, I'm reminded that in the Old Testament, before Christ came, God was represented by the Ark of the Covenant. And every time the people of God in their wilderness years moved, they had to literally carry the Ark of the Covenant on their shoulders, on poles. And certain of the priests were selected to carry God, or the symbol of God's presence. Wow, I bet they walked carefully when they'd got God on their shoulders. You don't want to be the one who has the reputation for dropping God, do you? Not good. My point is, that affected the way they walked. And you and I carry Jesus, the Holy Spirit within us, and that affects the way we walk. We walk more carefully. We walk more consciously that we carry Jesus with us. We carry God with us in our heart and in our mind and in our soul, in the words that we speak, the decisions we make, the way we conduct ourselves. How we carry God's life is how we display him to the world. And that can be quite a responsibility, which from time to time, it bears on you and you go, whoa, I'm not sure I'm worthy of carrying God's life. I'm not living good enough. And you can put yourself under a lot of condemnation for feeling you're not really coming up to the bar. But it's one of the things we have to carry, and carry well. Second thing that God asks us to carry, we read in our text in Galatians 6:5, we have to carry ourselves. I have to carry me. Now, I'll tell you something, I'm pretty heavy sometimes. Sometimes just dealing with my own stuff is enough. Never mind carrying God's life as well, or anybody else's, just carrying my own stuff's enough. Stuff that goes on in your inner life, stuff that goes on in your family, your hopes, your fears. We all carry a personal load, don't we? And it says in Galatians 6:5, each should carry their own load. Okay, well, I've got a past, you've got a past. And some of those past mistakes sometimes feel heavy. You've got your present responsibilities and you've got your future worries, fears, the uncertainties, or whatever. So, as believers, we work hard on ourselves with God's help, don't we? To carry our own issues with God's help. Because the truth is, God sent Jesus to set us free from the weight of a negative past. We are a people in freedom. And he sent Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to lead us and guide us in the present. God's with us in the present. And we've got a God who knows the future. So whether it's past, present, or future that makes me struggle sometimes to deal with my own stuff, God is with me in it. Well, my point is this. If it's all about me and my stuff alone, God never gets a look in. And when people look at me navigating this Christian life, all they see is Steve full of himself and his problems and his woes. They don't see Jesus shining through. And I've got to somehow balance those things. I have to carry my issues with dignity and godliness, resolve my issues, get help when I need it, get closure with stuff, remove any obstacle to my personal growth so that people see someone who is navigating life well, dealing their own stuff, but also displaying the grace and goodness of God at the same time. Balancing act. You know, when we did the I Am a Disciple series, Chevy, and I think it was in the week that one of her weeks, she quoted Matthew 10:38, where it says that whoever does not take up their cross and follow Jesus is not worthy of him. And she made the point that the cross ultimately was what was going to kill Jesus. He was going to be put on it. And dealing with our own stuff is us being willing to take hold of things that would have the power to kill us or to cripple us. And we've got to navigate that with Jesus' help. So we carry God's life, we carry ourselves, and of course, as we saw in our scripture, we also carry others. Because the Word of God says, bear one another's burdens. Well, if you're carrying God's life well, and you're carrying your own stuff well, have you got capacity to carry anybody else's as well? A lot of people don't, a lot of people do. But the challenge is to balance these three things. Now, I guess we could put more things on the pole that we have to balance, but those three are enough for this morning. Now, that scripture we read was in a context of helping someone through a process of restoration. He says, if somebody has sinned, come on, restore them. Those who are your spiritual, restore them. Carry one another's burdens. And you do that by leading them to the ultimate burden bearer, to Jesus. We lead them to Jesus, we encourage them, we pray for them. Personal discipleship is the process that helps that process. We weep with those that weep, we rejoice with those that rejoice, and we stand together in faith, whether it's in turmoil or it's in triumph. We carry one another's burdens. Now, the positive side of that is you see people come to freedom. And as Chevy said this morning when she read some of the prayer requests out, it's just a joy to see people coming free, getting delivered from their burdens. The downside of helping someone with the burdens is that sometimes it can almost transfer to you, and you're more bothered about their problem than they are, and you make it your responsibility to sort them out, and it crosses a line somewhere. So we have to be careful. There's balance to be found in all these things. So I'm suggesting simply those three things are three of the loads God gives us to carry. And it's quite a challenge. So my core question is this: how do you balance carrying God's life, your stuff, and others, and stay stable on the rope, as it were? Well, this is what Jesus promised us. In Matthew 11:28, he said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I think that implies that if we therefore only take on ourselves the burdens that God wants us to carry and keep them in balance, we will have a light life. We will have a light life. Because the truth is this, that when the balance is right, the burden is light. When the balance is right, the burden is light. You can be carrying the world on your shoulders and still be light in your spirit. You can carry serious debilitating issues around that for yourself or for others or for the sake of God's mission and still know a lightness because His yoke is easy and His burden is light. There's still hard work in it. There's still blood, sweat, and tears in it. But when we only carry what Jesus wants us to carry, there's a lightness in it. You know, if all you carry is God, you'll become a religious weirdo because you will not have space to deal with your own dysfunction or to develop social skills with others. So you'll become this sort of religious freak who's dysfunctional personally and can't relate to people. If it's all about me, all people see is selfish Steve. No room for God, no room for others. Selfish Steve. If it's all about others, if your life is all about others alone, it'll kill you. Because others are heavy. Their burdens are heavy. Their problems are bigger than you can handle. You need to have a relationship with God that is nurturing and you. And you need to be in a good place in yourself so then you can minister and help others carry their burdens. And that flows out of a life of following Jesus. It flows out of that discipleship process. As you keep your eyes on Him, you just take on board the things that He would have you carry, and you keep them in that wonderful balance. Now, to answer my question, how do we balance these three things? I want to suggest three quick things to you. Firstly, the first thing you must do to get this balance right is pray. You must pray. These words, I wanted them to appear on the rope, but the rope's at the wrong angle. We couldn't do it. So it's there, okay? That's why the arrow's there. The rope you're walking on is a life of prayer. You talk to Jesus every day. You pray without ceasing. You involve Him in everything that you think, speak, do, every relationship, every act. It's constant communion with Him. Pray without ceasing. You know, particularly, can I say, you must pray about things that you have no power or responsibility to control. You've got to give the weight of responsibility to Him. You know, the Word of God is very clear that we carry each other's burdens, we deal with our own stuff, we share His life, but ultimately the concerns we have, if we can't fix them, and we make them our responsibility to fix, we use emotional energy and angst on totally inappropriate things. We get burnt out. Truth is, if we will pray without ceasing, keep giving those concerns to God, that's what keeps us light. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you." Philippians 4:6 says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. Then you'll experience God's peace that exceeds anything you can understand." Those general concerns are what we've got to pray about in particular. Now, you can't solve COVID, but you can pray about it. Give your worries to God. You can't change a world political situation, but you can get rid of the weight of it and give it to God. You've got a friend who's got a cancer diagnosis. You can't fix that, but you can pray and give that to God as you minister to them. So you keep yourself in a healthy, balanced, light state. Pray. Second thing that keeps us in balance is to learn to prioritize. You've got to learn to prioritize the right things in life so that we prioritize the things that we are genuinely responsible for. You know, you know if you're responsible for something if you're going to have to give account to someone for whether you did it or not. That's how you distinguish a responsibility that's genuinely yours from a general concern that just bothers you. Well, the general concerns, you give them to God. The responsibilities that are yours, you must prioritize and put your energies into them with God's help. To do that, you need to become adept at stripping away stuff that actually others could do, or others could do for you maybe, because there are some things in life that only you can do. And if you don't do them, they don't get done, and it will affect your life today and potentially into the future. Now, if you tried to make a list of those things, you think to yourself, okay, well, right, what are my responsibilities? You have to take the kids to school, I have to feed the family, yes, I have to go to work, yes, I've got to look after my mother-in-law, yes, I've got to come to church and serve on the team, yes, I've got to... You have a long list of genuine responsibilities, but a lot of them others could do if you couldn't. Chip it down, and eventually you get it to maybe 5% or so of all that your responsibilities are that only you can do. And you'll end up with a list of things like, what can I do that only I can do? Only you can have a healthy relationship with God. I can't do that for you. Nobody can. You must pray. You must read your Bible. You must talk to Jesus. Only you can look after yourself physically. We can encourage you. We can put a well-being week on. We can do stuff, but only you can actually do it because you put the food in your mouth and you tell your body to do its exercise. Only you can look after yourself. Only you can keep your soul healthy. You know, certain music does your soul good. Going to certain places does your soul good. Walking certain places. You know what replenishes your soul. You know, understand what I mean, I'm sure. But you're responsible for that. If you don't do it, it will affect your life. Having a healthy relationship with my family and my friends, having a God-pleasing ministry, the things that I am totally responsible for those things. So I need to give them a high priority value. Say, they're my priorities. And the other stuff can have a lower value. See, if you take all your responsibilities in life and give them all the same value, you're in trouble. Because it's difficult to choose when everything has the same value. It's like when you go for the ice cream at the Italian gelato store, and there's about 50 flavors there. It's like, well, there's three that I don't like, but the rest, what shall I have of the other 47? It's difficult to choose, because you have the same value on them all. But if it's a life or death situation, if something in life has a much higher value to you, it's easier to choose. So I encourage you, the things that only you can do, like look after your relationship with God and your soul and your body and your relationships, give them a high value and put them first. Learn to prioritize very efficiently. And finally, practice. I reckon Nick Willander practiced before he set out on that rope across the Grand Canyon. I mean, he's done Niagara Falls, he's done all manner of scary similar feats. But practicing is what it's all about. And it's the practice that protects you when a gust of wind comes. The gust of wind that was COVID that hit us in our walk exposed whether or not we were practicing. You see, you have to be reading your Bible before you need what's in it. You have to be praying and talking to God before you need to ask to God for something. You have to be living a righteous life before your boundaries get tested by a circumstance that appears. The practices of the Christian faith and the Christian walk are crucial to us staying in balance and staying on the rope. The story is told of the Polish concert pianist called Paderewski. He was asked by the government of Poland during the war years to do some sort of public concerts as a fundraising effort. And they offered, they said, we'll pay you for your performances. We'd like you to do two a day, da-da-da-da-da. And he said, okay. He said, you need to pay me for 8 hours. And they said, no, well, it's only 5 hours. He says, no, you need to pay me for eight because I need to practice for three. I need to do scales for 3 hours, perform for five. Why would a guy that was so skilled still be doing scales every day? Because he knows it's doing the scales, it's doing the practice that allows your fingers to move with dexterity across the keys, allows you to be able to deal with sudden unexpected twists in the music and the movement. You've got to have put the practice in. And he's apparently famous for saying this, that if I skip my scales for one day, I begin to notice it. If I skip them for 2 days, my mentor begins to notice it. Now, if I skip them for 3 days or more, the public will begin to notice it. Well, I would suggest to you, for us, with our spiritual disciplines of reading God's word and prayer and living righteously, being in church, all these things, if you skip them for one day, yeah, you'll notice it. 2 days, yeah, maybe those very close to you will start to notice it. 3 days or more, eventually the world begins to notice it. And we begin to look no different to them. Practice. We've got to practice our spiritual disciplines. I think living a successful Christian life is a balancing act. It's a balancing act between carrying the wonderful life of Jesus in our heart, fleshing that out, and carrying our own stuff on our own development and human journey, and it's a life of helping others along theirs. And if we can keep those three things in wonderful balance, with Jesus at the center, we do discover that when the balance is right, the burden is light. If you're in here today or listening to the stream and you feel heavy, the burden of doing life, of being a Christian, of following Jesus, it's so hard, it's so heavy, I would ask you to look at the balance. How are you and Jesus doing? How are you doing with yourself and your own stuff? How are you doing in ministry to others? Come on, let's get these things back in balance. Because if you slipped into over carrying one of them, potentially, you're just wobbling a bit. And Jesus says, come on, take my yoke upon you. Just take what I've given you. Don't take the world's woes. I've got those. Just keep giving them to me. You carry what I've specifically given to you to carry. I close with this thought. You know, when we balance these three primary things that Jesus asked us to carry, we fulfill the royal command. In Luke 10:27, Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love the Lord. And your neighbor, others, as yourself. Love the Lord, others, and yourself. Keep those things in balance. And I think we can then do it with skill and dexterity and experience the light life that God wants us to have, which others will look at and say, how are you keeping sane with all this stuff going on in the world? And you can say, it's me and Jesus together. Yeah. And when it's me and Jesus together, I have enough space to help you too. So come on, let's carry this thing together. Practice, prioritize, pray.